Hello, Heavenly Warriors. This is Minister Rick Bell, and I wanted to share with you an excerpt from a radio program that I recorded last night on the Pine Ridge Warriors Radio Network. Now, this is Pastor Marcus Samuel and Curtis Horse, and this is an Indian reservation in the Dakotas. They have a weekly worldwide radio broadcast, and I was invited to be the guest last night. Now, my guest slot was, I think, originally going to be an hour, but that turned into a 3 hour and 45 minute marathon preaching, teaching, and the prophetic word of the Lord coming forth. Now, I want to share with you an excerpt from that, because an hour into the program, callers began to call in, and the first caller was a lady who the Spirit of God just began to touch her and move her based on the message that he had given me for last night, and it was about the royal priesthood, how we are the royal priesthood that God is calling into action in these last days. We are the church. The church is not the building where you go every Sunday and pay your tithe and occasionally have lunch brought in, a bucket of chicken or something. That is not the church. The church, as we've known it, as we've always thought of it, is going to go away. It's in the process of evaporating now. The true church is going underground, and that's the people who are willing to preach the truth, who are willing to deal with demonic issues and spiritual warfare and fight the battles that have to be fought to bring the healing and bring the deliverance. It's the truth. The Lord gave me a word a while back and said, look at the fruit. Always check the fruit. I was asking him specifically about my ministry. And, you know, we all have these questions. Lord, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Or have I just had some sort of a crazy dream of doing these weird things and you're not in this at all? Is that the case? And the Lord spoke to me clearly and said, look at the fruit. Look at the fruit that the ministry efforts you are doing is producing. And compare it to the fruits that you see coming out of other ministries. Look at the fruit. Don't listen to the people. Don't listen to what they say or what they think or what they think you ought to do or shouldn't do. He said, look at the fruit. The fruit does not lie. Whatever kind of tree it is, it produces fruit after its own kind. So that was the word I got from the Lord. So the radio show last night with Pine Ridge Warriors, after the first hour, a lady called in and said that she had been touched by something specifically that I'd said. And then it went on from there and the prophetic word began to flow. And probably 15, 20 callers, I don't know the exact number, but it's quite a few, of people called in for the next several hours. So I just recorded the first couple of those to share with you, but the night went on and it was a powerful night. So why am I sharing this? To show you that I'm some sort of a prophet? No. To show you that God is activating people in ways in these last days that you may have never imagined yourself being activated in. So I would say to you, just open up your heart and let God do and teach you what you need to learn. You must keep a teachable spirit. That's the greatest hindrance to you growing and going forward. You're going to learn some things. If you have a teachable spirit, you are going to learn some things that at one time you wouldn't have believed, that you doubted. You may have been taught the exact opposite of it. But once again, look at the fruit. Look at the fruit of a person's ministry. If what they're saying when they're prophesying to someone, if it's happening, if it's coming true within days, weeks, or a short amount of time, you need to listen to that person. You need to plug into that. We don't have a lot of time for any more theories or sermons, feel-good messages. We're going to have to learn some things because we're headed to the trenches for spiritual warfare.
I'm telling you, Pastor Rick, I have been so blessed with what you've shared thus far. And not only I, but we have a listener on the radio program with us tonight that is being tremendously touched by the Holy Spirit based upon what you're sharing tonight. And she called in. Go ahead. This is Robin.
Yes.
Welcome to the show tonight. Share your heart, Robin.
Just when he started saying about the royal priesthood, and it just, God, the last several days has been just, I guess, teaching me to open up to receive his love, because it's kind of, you don't really realize it sometimes, but it's hard to receive things when you're always given and given, and you don't really know how to. And just when he said that and about us, you know, listening, it just, God's love got all over me. And he just,
Robin, I have a word for you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Robin, the Lord would say to you, my daughter, you have a call on your life for ministry, and you know you have that. You've known that for a while. But there's been a blockage. There's been situations that you have created that you've gotten into yourself, and you realize that have called you, pulled you away from that calling. And God is now activating you. The things you're feeling inside, like you said, this stirring, this melting of your spirit by the Holy Spirit of God, this is the Lord burning away those things that have hindered you, that have held you back. Now it's time for you to come up. You're being activated. You're part of that royal priesthood. You see, I'm seeing you have a tremendous deposit of the Word of God in you. I feel that you have, for years, sought the Lord and loved the Lord, but you've just not known where to go or what to do with it all. And you haven't really fit in places that you tried to fit into. Is this making sense to you, Robin?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is that stirring that you're feeling. It is your time. You and thousands of others who are listening to this, God is activating you. He is flipping the switch inside of you, if you will, flipping the switch. You are ready. The voice is telling you that you're not good enough and you're not prepared. You don't know enough, that you can't minister to anyone. What do you know? That voice, the demonic voices are telling you, look at your past. They're telling you that that's all anyone's going to see when you begin to minister is your past. And I'm here to tell you that is a lie. I'm buying that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
And you are called up and out right now, Robin. Right now, every hindering spirit that has sought to block you, the assignment is canceled. Whatever situation that you've caused, that you've gotten into, right now, I renounce and rebuke Satan's hand in your life and off of what you're trying to do. And Robin, it took courage for you to call in tonight. But God's moving you into a new boldness. You've sometimes struggled with boldness, haven't you, Robin?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Not in my heart, just...
Just to outwardly express it.
Yeah.
It's in your heart, but to have the boldness. God's going to... That's part of your activation. He's going to put you in situations now where you are going to be able to, by reason of use, your senses are going to be exercised. And he's going to start out with you with baby steps, okay? I'm hearing that you are going to run across people in your life. Now, I want you to be aware of these divine appointments God's going to send you. He's going to send them to you in Walmart, you know, for lack of a better description. When you're out and doing your daily life and the things that you do, he's going to send people across your path, and you're going to have an opening to talk to them, all right? And that is going to start to develop your ministry. To develop, you're going to go to the next level based on despise not the day of small beginnings. Start with what you have, Robin. And go from there. But listen to me. Hold on to that passion that you have right now. That passion that made you pick that phone up and call tonight. Hold on to that. Stir it. Stir it. Continue to stir it and continue to move forward. Don't take a step back. Don't sit still. Forward, sister. That's your word. One step at a time. Forward in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. And I know I need the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Is there something that's blocking me that's keeping me, that I'm doing to not receive it?
That's a long answer. There are probably several things specifically, but we don't have time to get into it here. If you will contact me, reach out, heavenlywarrior.com, then I will get into some of those things because, the answer is there's going to be some blockage. I'm picking that up in the spirit right now. There's some things that you've been through. There's some baggage that you've been through that we're not going to talk about here on the air, but we're going to go through. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm picking that up in the spirit. But we'll go through that, and and do that one day this week. So
I would so appreciate that. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
Robin, I want to encourage you, please get a hold of Pastor Rick when you can and follow through with that. And I just want to thank you, Rick, for sharing. That was a sure word for Sister Robin. And Robin,
thank
just
you.
Real quickly, we're going to take authority over any fear or timidity or lack of confidence in the things of God. And we're going to loose upon you the sevenfold Spirit of God that is going to be indwelling you and operating through you and glorifying Jesus through you. So you be at peace and get a hold of Pastor Rick. This is a timely, you know, it's not an accident that you called tonight, because before Pastor Rick came on, I had written down on my notepad here, hindrances to the Holy Ghost baptism and blockages. That's on my notepad in front of me right now. Yeah. And Robin, you are not alone. There are so many other believers out there in your situation, and there is hope and there is help. And so get a hold of Pastor Rick. God has given Pastor Rick an anointing for imparting the baptism, and a lot of times people need to go through some healing and deliverance first. And that's what's going to happen with you, sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, Robin.
Thank you.
Brother
God
Marcus,
bless you, God.
I don't want to interrupt you, Brother Marcus, but I know that I see a brother here, Rick Bell's on, but I don't know if he's going to be past the second hour. We only got like 35 minutes to go. Is Brother Bell going to stick around with us for another 30 minutes or 40 minutes so that I can get the call-in number for prayer requests, or you want to hold on? You want to hold off on that?
Pastor Rick, what's your...
I will put you on the spot there, brother. You're another guy. We're putting you on the spot.
Now, whatever you want to do, I mean, this is what we do. Hey, whether it's 30 more minutes or 30 more hours, we'll do it until I fall out of this chair.
Amen. That's what I like to hear. Man, see, I love men of God like this. I love men of God like this. Don't worry about time. As long as the guy's moving in the spirit, they're willing to stick on and do the kingdom, the work of the kingdom of God. So I appreciate that, brother. Let me give you the call-in number. If people want to call in for prayer and talk to Brother Rick and Marcus for prayer, call-in number is 646-716-7808. Please call in before this live show ends. So you have to call in now, get in the studio queue, and press 1 so that you can speak to Marcus and dear Brother Rick. Thank you, guys. Don't forget, 646-716-5808.
Okay, we are starting to get calls, people calling in. Do you want to start putting them on the air, Marcus, or wait?
Yeah, let's go ahead, brother, and take some calls.
Okay. Area code 830, you're on the air with Marcus and Rick.
This is Margaret out of New Braunfels, Texas, where we're having floods. I was just wondering if you had a word for me from the Lord.
Margaret in New Braunfels, Texas. Yes, sister, you are getting flooded out right now. but your house is not underwater or anything like that, is it?
No, I'm a little bit on the hill.
Thank you, Lord.
A little bit on the hill. Praise God.
That's prophetic. That's prophetic.
Amen. And I see that you are a you're a type of a leader, Margaret. People look to you for advice, is what I'm hearing in my spirit. They look to you to tell them what to do, to give them wisdom. I feel like you have, there's a certain area that you're very knowledgeable in, and I'm not sure what that is, but there's something that you're like an expert in. Are you a retired person?
Sort of.
Sort of. You still work, though, right?
Especially in the house here.
Yeah, and you work for yourself. Is that right? You do something for yourself?
Yes, but it doesn't pay.
And it's something, you work something as a skill with your hands. Is that what you do? You have a skill and you do something? And that is what, sewing or something like that?
Everything under the sun.
Wow.
Everything under the sun. That's a lot of stuff to do. Okay, so the thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to tend to get overwhelmed sometimes. You're going to do too much. Because that's the way you were raised this way, Margaret. You were raised to never really say you're tired and just to keep going. You have to keep working, keep pushing, keep doing this. And I think that there are a lot of demands on you, a lot of demands on your time. I see that a lot of people want a lot of things from you because you're the go-to person. you know what a go-to person is whenever someone needs something? You're the person that they can count on. Is that true about you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I grew up for 14 years in Germany.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you have that work attitude. You can't really ever stop. You know, you don't ever really see yourself retiring because you don't even know what that looks like or what that means. So what I would say to you is make sure you take time and rest in the Lord and recharge your spiritual batteries. Is this, do you listen to these programs a lot, Margaret, or is this something that you only get to do occasionally?
No, I came to the deliverance ministry because here we've got an awful lot of witches.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, everything for us stopped. So I'm the type of person that starts looking for answers. And sure enough, I did find them.
Yeah. You're in an area with a lot of witches, Margaret. So what you're going to have to do?
Yeah, ethnic practice witchcraft called Manufidencio.
Right. Okay. So you are a prayer stronghold. The Lord is telling me your house, where you are, is a prayer fortified stronghold. In other words, you are on the front lines attacking the enemy. You're attacking those witches and their spells and curses that they're sending out. So you are in a strategically very powerful location. Are you the only believer in your house, or do you have someone else there that's a believer with you?
No, I have my daughter, but she believes in God, but not to the point where you know, born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, the whole works.
So she is or is not baptized in the Holy Spirit?
No, not in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but she asked she did the sinner's prayer. She knows the word.
Yeah, she seems like, I'm seeing in my spirit that she's a real caregiver type person. Does she work in that industry or something that helps people?
Oh, she witches came against it, and we had a very bad experience in that area, even though we spent a pile of money in her training.
Mm.
So what was her training? It was in healthcare or something, wasn't it? Or something like that? Yeah, thank you.
The pharmacy she worked at, the manager was a gay guy, and he mistreated everybody that worked in there and did to them what they would lose everything.
Right. Wow. Okay, so you're in battle. Now, here's the thing. You're going to have to keep her covered in prayer because she's going out to fight these battles, and she's going out into the world without as much fortification and ammunition as you have. So here's what I want you to do. Do you have praise music that you can play around your house? Do you like to listen?
Yes.
Okay. You need to turn that stuff on 24 hours a day. Leave that praise music going.
Amen.
Even when you go to sleep at night, turn it down low, but leave your room saturated with praise music. So those witches can't astral project and do some other things and get in there to because they will come after you. They will. Trust me. They know who you are. If you're if you've got some prayer going up, you have been identified. So saying that to you.
Now, as I stated before this audio segment, this is just a small sampling of the entire broadcast. If you would like to hear the entire broadcast, I encourage you to go to Pine Ridge Warriors. Just do a podcast search for Pine Ridge Warriors. You can do that in iTunes, or you can do it in whatever your podcast player is. But they are on Blog Talk Radio. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Pine Ridge Warriors. And I believe you can hear the previous recordings of the programs there in the archives. So that's Pine Ridge Warriors. And I hope this has been a blessing to you. This is Minister Rick Bell. God bless you.